Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's the time of year when kids swarm to Santa's lap to tell him their wish list for Christmas. And whether they're at the mall or in a clinic receiving treatment for cancer, kids all want the same thing, toys. Recently, Santa, a.k.a. Jonathan Meath, visited a special group of kids at the Jimmy Fund Clinic at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston.
It's not been my experience at all that these kids ask for anything different than other kids. Yes, they are having trouble with their health, but they're not asking me about that. They've got their doctors.
We visited the Jimmy Fund Clinic to listen in on what the kids are sharing with Santa. First this morning, we hear from Sam Pollard, who comes to Santa's lap attached to a mobile IV stand and carrying his stuffed cat.
Who is this? A nice cat.
Yeah, and it's really fat.
It's really fat. It's just beautifully fat. You know who else is fat? That's right. Me, I'm fat too.
That's Samuel Nicholas Pollard. He goes by Sam, and I'm Nina Pollard. He has large B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Anything special on your Christmas list?
I don't know because I haven't made it up yet.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it a little bit. You like stuffed animals?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're awesome, aren't they?
Yeah.
Would you be interested in other stuffed animals, maybe?
Yeah.
Did you say thank you? Thank you, Santa?
Thank you.
What would you like for Christmas?
A Barbie doll house.
A Barbie doll house? The dream house? Mm-hmm. With the car or without the car?
Without it.
Without the car, okay.
I mean, yeah, with it.
With it, maybe. And you have Barbies already?
I can't find them.
Oh, can't find them right now. Well, maybe you'll need another Barbie.
My name is Marlena Lowe. My daughter's name is Hannah Lowe, and she is 6 years old. She has embryonal rhabdomyosarcoma. It's in the muscles.
My name is Lisa Sherber, patient activities coordinator in the Jimmy Fund Clinic. We usually do an enormous party for about 800 people at the Newton Marriott. And in October, the decision was made that because of the H1N1 and no one really understanding kind of how severe it was going to be in the winter, we couldn't subject our kids to just sort of even being exposed to anything like that during the flu season. So we decided to cancel the party. And pretty much, it was just about a month ago, we were like, you know what, let's bring Santa here. If the kids can't come to Santa, let's bring Santa here.
These kids have been through a lot. I think that they understand that the whole team is working towards helping them get better. It's not about miracles. It's about medicine. And that's good. Santa in his place, doctors in their place.
You hold the present for the doctor. Okay, and you can go give that to her. She's ready for us. Thank you.
My name is Kim Rines. I'm Elton's mom. Tell her about the letter Santa sent you and how you're at the top of the list.
Yeah, at the top of the list, and he gave me an ornament.
He's been very good. He's been got diagnosed in February with Wilms' tumor, and now, 10 months later, we're done our chemo, and we just got good news last week, good scans. So we're going to have a good Christmas.
That's Kim Rines, whose son Elton was at the Jimmy Fund Clinic recently getting treatment for a tumor in his kidney. To hear more Christmas wishes from the children featured in this story, go to our website, WBUR.org. Our story was produced by WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.